the best you can buy.
His pants weren't on the ground, but 14 lizards were inside. Busted at a New Zealand airport. Can somebody call Geico? Schwarzenegger wants to send undocumented inmates to special jails in Mexico. Fair or foul, Californians are outraged. An olive branch for the Taliban. Seriously, I read that story today in the Times. Should we break it in half or extend it? You decide. We'll talk about it. Hey, everybody. Kay Delaney, America Tonight. From the left to the right and everywhere in between across this great nation. Boy, we have a fabulous show for you. Right from the get-go, something that's concerned me. I've heard these stories lately about teenagers and farm parties. And I thought that was passé, but apparently it's really bubbling up to an incredible boil. And very sad to hear those kind of stories. Kids sneaking prescription drugs from their parents and then ultimately holding these farm parties. Who better to have on the show than one of our favorites, Dr. Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy. Dr. Donna, thanks for coming back with us on ATN.
I'm glad to be here. How are you this evening?
I'm great, but I'm not so great about these farm parties. It concerns me. I mean, this is our youth. There's so much to look forward to. What are they doing, Donna?
Well, it's rather strange. The funny thing about kids is they think that if it's something that comes out of the pharmacy, it's safe to use. But what they don't understand is when you start mixing things and sharing with others and carrying things to parties, then they start mixing it with alcohol, then they've got some issues.
Yeah, and what are the dangers? I mean, as far as it could go, as far as death, right? If it's too potent, what they mix.
Oh, absolutely. And what you have to understand too is some of these things have major drug-drug interactions as well. But if you're mixing something like methamphetamine, which is or amphetamines, some of the ADD medications that they have out there right now, or methylphenidate. I mean, those things can cause heart racing. If you are not a patient that absolutely needs these things for ADD, I mean, it can cause heart attacks, especially in larger quantities. But then you take that and you mix it with something like Vicodin or a sleep medication. I mean, your body's getting all these missed signals, and all of a sudden you're going to have some issues.
So what would you suggest? There's lots of parents listening to this show tonight, I'm sure, all over the country. What would you suggest that they do, hide the medications?
Well, you know, they can do that, but you also have to understand, too, that sometimes maybe mom and dad have had a root canal and the doctor's given them a medication, a Vicodin or something like that, that they, you know, they might take three or four and then they put the rest in the cabinet. If you're going to keep the medication, then I would say put it under lock and key, because it may not be your children. It may be your children's friends who are coming in and perusing your closet. So it's something that you kind of have to keep away from these kids, because if they find something, it's like candy to them. They'll just save it for when they have their next party. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of times, even these children who maybe have had wisdom teeth removed, they might use five or six of these things while they're recovering, and then all of a sudden they have all of these new friends, and the friends are going, hey, if you're not going to be using those, can I have them? And yeah, they're going to let them have them, because they're sharing. They may not realize the implication or the complications at the time, you know, but these are all kind of warning signs. So I would say if you do not intend to use the medication, then destroy them or take them to your pharmacist and let your pharmacist destroy them for you.
And I think a lot of people don't do that. That's a great suggestion. For people who don't know, farm parties, it's exactly what we're saying. Kids have different drugs. They all get together in a big party, and they don't necessarily sell it. It's more about trading, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more about trading or sharing, because a lot of times, you know, you get together and, of course, they say, well, we're just going to go hang out at so-and-so's house. Well, if so-and-so doesn't have a parent that's there, you don't really know what they're consuming. And if several friends all show up with things from their medicine cabinets, a lot of times, I mean, they'll come with a Ziploc bag full of different colored pills. They call it trail mix. And they just kind of all pour it in a bowl, and you can kind of take what you want, and they're sharing and visiting and having beer, and you just don't know what they're going to mix with it.
Yeah, no kidding. There's another thing, too, that's happening. There have been recently some studies that have been done about teen abuse of ADHD drugs, because I guess these poison control lines are getting a lot of calls, and they have been getting a lot of calls really for the past 10 years. There's more emergency room doctors that are being asked questions about it. What's going on with the abuse there?
Well, I will tell you this, that probably one-fourth of the hospital admits are due to the fact that these kids have overdosed on prescription meds. You know, kids don't equate the use of prescription meds with the same kind of status as someone who's using heroin or using marijuana. They think it's okay to use something if it comes from the pharmacy. But it can create so many issues that they can end up in the hospital or dead without anyone even realizing what's happened.
Yeah. You know, I almost wonder if, and it's always so controversial when you suggest it to school boards, but wouldn't it be great if you could go around and you could talk to the various schools about what a pharmacy does, and what about the drugs that you get from the pharmacy, and when the doctor prescribes something, and what about mixing it? What a novel idea to actually teach these kids a little bit about the drugs, and maybe they'd put a little bit of sense of fear in them. Do you think that would work?
Well, I will tell you that in our area here, the school board has taken a very proactive approach to this because they have very little tolerance, you know, for children who bring medications on the school ground. So what they've done is they have these programs. The sad thing is a lot of times the parents don't hear about these programs, and they're usually in the evenings. And, of course, the kids aren't going to tell Mom and Dad, hey, Mom and Dad, there's a meeting going on tonight about the abuse of medication that comes out of your medicine cabinet. So the word doesn't always get out, but they've done a pretty good job of trying to train the kids, and they also have programs where they have peer pressure on the good side. You know, they have these clubs that these kids will go around, and if there's an issue or if they know that there's somebody that's in trouble or someone who's doing these things or bringing medication to school or whatever, you know, they address it. If they hear about it, they notify the authorities, you know, the teachers and the staff on board. And I will tell you, they usually have a police liaison that's attached to the school that helps with all of this and becomes, you know, on campus. The kids know them, you know, and if there's an issue, they can usually go to the police liaison or they can go to the office. Just a hint to the wise, and then, see, they're pretty much anonymous for these kids. They don't have to know, you know, or they don't let anybody else know that they're the ones who's squealing, but at least they can address it at that time so it doesn't escalate into something problematic.
Ooh, let's hope more kids take advantage of that, and let's hope that that's happening all over the place, that more people are getting wise to this and taking that proactive approach. Dr. Donna Barsky from Texas Star Pharmacy, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, and so word to the wise, as Dr. Barsky says, if you've got prescription drugs that are hanging around, hey, it might be not be your kids. It might be the kids that are coming over. You might lock them up or just have them destroyed. There's also that expiration date. I mean, I'm terrible at this. When I just moved a while ago, I didn't realize it went underneath the cabinet. Had a bunch of stuff that was expired from years before. And who knows? Who knows who gets inside your medicine cabinet, right? Coming up on the flip side, all about that olive branch. Your eyes are going to roll around in your head when I tell you about this story I found in the New York Times today. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,086.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,116.70, $558.35 for a half ounce, and $279.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,116.70, $558.35, and $279.17.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, party, and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got the hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
Alright, let me just say this about extending an olive branch to the Taliban. I'll tell you what, I think if the administration decides to really play this up and really go for it and do this, that's it for Obama. There's not going to be another 4 years. It's four and done. Unless something dramatic happens in the Middle East, particularly in Afghanistan, Pakistan, where we're talking about, and let's say they smoke out Osama bin Laden. So here's the scoop. And we have talked about this before on America Tonight, but I guess my dander just got all bunched up, shall we say, when I read the New York Times today and saw the story. It's a good story, but pretty thorough. Talked about the Obama administration putting the troops into Afghanistan and then talking about the dilemma of the war, whether or not to reconcile with the people who sheltered Osama bin Laden and who still have close ties to al-Qaeda. The scoop is that Hamid Karzai, the Afghan president, is really lighting the fire of this fuse. He wants to reach out to the Taliban, and privately, the administration is acknowledging privately that they are actually considering this idea. If it backfires, this is a political nightmare here on our soil, because you also would jeopardize that bigger effort to lure the lower-ranking Taliban fighters who have nothing to do with the top-shelf guys back into, roll them back into Afghanistan's society. And what's happened is there are these donor countries, of course, led by the U.S., that's us, Japan, Britain, and they're all committing $100 million basically a year to the Afghan fund, and that is to reintegrate, and we have specifically talked about this, reintegrating the soldiers of the Taliban with jobs, cash, and other inducements. In other words, hey, guess what? We're going to give you some coin if you say bye-bye to the Taliban and you work for us now. You're part of Afghanistan. You're with the Afghanistan troops. So whatever it is they have to do for them, cash isn't the only thing. Other inducements. But what's happened is the hardcore Taliban, I mean, they're not going to do this. There's just no way the hardcore guys are like Mullah Muhammad Omar. He's not going to be game for that. So what do you do there? What do you do in that case? And this suggestion has been the olive branch suggestion, right? So Mullah Omar might be off limits for the U.S., but what about reconciling with some of the other top shelf guys? And this conversation apparently has really heated up in D.C. It's not being played out night after night after night, but you see how much Afghanistan takes a back seat to so many other things that are happening across the U.S. This is the way it kind of gets buried until Americans are killed, more soldiers are killed, or something else happens, or there's casualties, people at a marketplace or whatever. So this would be a huge, huge and messy thing, I think, to completely just abandon the idea, because I still like the drone idea. Might not be popular with a lot of people, but I truly believe with enough reconnaissance, the drone is the way to go. You got to wipe these guys out. They're not taking an olive. If they take an olive branch, how soon do you think they'll throw that branch in the ground when the U.S. leaves? I don't see how Hamid Karzai thinks that the Taliban can be rolled into his government. Has he looked back in his own history of his people and what's happened even since he's been in the position that he's been in? Well, and this is the weird thing, too. Suggesting doing this just a couple of years ago, the Karzai got rid of two guys from the West, two Western officials, we'll call them, because they had unauthorized contacts with the Taliban. And the United Nations said, well, that's not really true. The talks were with tribal elders. That's what it was about. And then it was one guy who worked for the European Union, and he knows how to negotiate with the Taliban. So the bottom line is, top shelf, lower shelf, whatever. I mean, if you're talking about guys who just say, oh, I'm with the Taliban, and then they were going after soldiers or going after other people, and sure, you want to get them to put down their weapons, of course, because less blood left on the, if you will, call them battlefields. But trying to go for the top guys, no way. I think you have to adopt a policy that we do not negotiate with terrorists. And you really have to stick to that policy that we do not negotiate with them. And in this case, I don't see how it gets us anywhere. I don't see, ultimately, how you'll be able to convince the Taliban that this is the right thing to do, to just be rolled up into part of the Afghanistan government. Think of the money that's being made. Think of the money they're making with the poppy fields, right? I mean, why not get rid of these guys with drone strikes? And then anybody on the ground, get rid of as many as possible. So the olive branch to me is not, at least at this point, is definitely not the right way to go. And who's backing this? Well, for one, the Vice President, Joe Biden, says, you know, we need to be more open to reaching out because it might shorten the military engagement in Afghanistan. And also, the special rep for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, also, privately mostly, it has said, you know, I understand what Biden and some of these other people are saying, but I have serious doubts about it. How can you reconcile with the Taliban leadership when they are right there as an ally of Al-Qaeda and pursue policies that would create permanent instability in Afghanistan? And that's what would happen. It would be completely unpredictable. If anything, I mean, maybe you split the Taliban, but and some of the subordinates, but more likely, if you probably embolden them. That's probably what happens, because then they get the upper hand against the Afghan government. I think it would be absolutely, absolutely disastrous. So I'll put the question to you. They're tossing it around in D.C. in the back rooms. Hey, maybe what we do, maybe Joe Biden's right, by golly, and maybe Hamid Karzai has a point. Let's reach out to everyone we can and that's in the Taliban ranks, not just the lower guys, the guys who really aren't tied in with Al-Qaeda, but let's go after everybody. Let's give them whatever they need, whatever they want. Cash, women, houses, whatever. Let's give them whatever they want and make a deal. Let's play Let's Make a Deal and let's end this thing and we all go away happy. Are you kidding me? Can these diplomats be this stupid? No, really. Have we not talked to enough people who have dealt with Al-Qaeda? Have we not talked with enough FBI, former FBI people who have told us some of the things that have happened? I don't see it. You might have a different take, or you might agree with me. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I can tell you this. After the Americans who have put their heart and souls into this Afghanistan, in other words, the voluntary military, the guys and the women who have agreed to go on one tour, then another tour, etc., if you were to cut a deal with the worst of the worst of the Taliban, think it's all great, give them the money, give them whatever they want, walk away from this thing in a couple of years and see it explode like a powder keg. It would be disastrous for whoever is president, if it would still be Obama at the time. And I can't imagine that this would do anything to help his reelection cause when it comes to the war effort, because this is one of the incredibly huge things that you have to deal with as president. And let's face it, it's part of getting reelected. As to what's happening with our troops, how many are killed, what we're spending, what are we accomplishing, all those things are part of it. That's part of it. And when Obama was running, the big thing was we're going to have a timetable for Iraq and get out. And Afghanistan now could become the next stomping grounds where we're there for another decade. In fact, General McChrystal himself said he believes it'll be at least a decade. You want to throw in your two? You can. I gave you the number. I'll give it one more time. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends and more Taliban discussion on the flip side.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Is the way to the Taliban's heart to make friends? Give them the olive branch, give them the cash, the incentives, whatever they want? Or would this be a big mistake and really lead to nothing? I think it would lead to nothing. Ultimately, if there were deals made, the Afghanistan people would lose out or their government would lose out. And if the U.S. is gone, we'd be out of that hornet's nest sooner. But at the same time, nothing would have been accomplished because I think they would just go back on whatever the promise is. The philosophy is too deeply seated inside, and how you're crushing that with little incentives, I don't think so. And actually, if the Taliban was clever enough, they would take it, they would go along with it, and then they would spit in everyone's face ultimately in the end, right? 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. Okay, some other things are going on, too. I am getting some emails. I promise I'll do an email segment tonight, so you can also send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Here's something else that I came across the other day, and I meant to jump to it on an earlier show. But, you know, the whole illegal immigration thing has just been shelved for now because you have health care reform and other things that are taking precedence, like, oh yeah, the economy and jobs. But the governor of California, Schwarzenegger, is saying we got problems with these prisons. They are buckling at the seams. So this is what we need to do. What we could do is we could send thousands of undocumented inmates to special built jails, to specially built jails in Mexico. And he suggested this. He was at some press club meeting and said, you know, we can't afford this. And this has strained our finances by $1 billion. We have 20,000 illegal immigrants in the state that we are housing. And we could do so much better in the prison system alone if we take the inmates and get them back to Mexico. So if California gives Mexico, you know, think about it. California gives Mexico the money. They take care of them. These are your citizens. And you know, we basically pay to build the prisons down in Mexico, then we'd have the undocumented folks there in prison, and it would half the cost to build the prison and run the prison. We would save $1 billion, and that could be thrown into higher education. So this is because California is, once again, battening the hatches for the latest in state budget crises. It's just been, it's been on crisis mode, basically, for the last, I don't know, 2 years. And it was, remember, not too long ago when he declared a state of emergency, warning that cuts had to happen because we've got, you know, in California, $19.9 billion deficit. And they have some of the most overcrowded prisons in the U.S. 170,000 inmates, give or take, some housed there, designed for 100,000 people. You think Mexico's going to go for that? I'm thinking that they're not. I'm thinking Mexico says, no thanks. Felipe Calderon. Hey, do you want to, would you like some of your folks back? We'll build the prison for you because it shouldn't cost us too much if we use your materials down there and some of the people to help us as well. This would really help us in California. And this way we all win. I have a feeling Mexico would say, no thank you. So you keep the criminals. We don't want them. You want to send other people back, we understand. But we don't want our stinking prisoners back here. It's an interesting suggestion, but as I mentioned, you have to have the other partner across the border who's willing to do that deal. Plus, and I guess he's figured the numbers out, weighing building the prison, who's running the prison and all of that, and then removing the prisoners from the facility in California, getting them to Mexico. I think that could be done actually pretty easy. But it would be the engineering costs, how fast could this happen? And I don't think it could happen fast enough to help them in this budgetary crisis that they're in the middle of right now. Because it really would have to happen overnight, and I don't see that. I applaud Schwarzenegger for trying to think out of the box. And really, this is part of the problem. Because nobody wants to deal with the illegal situation, you have California drowning in all kinds of bad money losses thanks to the illegal population. And the jail system is just one of the many examples. In other border states, hospital costs have soared. I know I've told this story probably 100 times. And if I sound like I have Alzheimer's and I'm repeating myself, I apologize. But I think it is one of the best ever examples of abuse because of the government's denials on where are we moving, how do we move forward, what do we do with the illegal population in this country. But it became so bad in Dallas, Texas, at a huge hospital, Parkland Hospital, that they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't take the cost, and they were certainly passing the cost on to other people who were coming in with insurance and using the hospital. They sent a check for $2 million to Mexico, sent it to the president of Mexico, said, what do you want me to do with this? Sent a bill for $2 million. What do you want us to do with this? Pay it. We don't know. They're your people. We're not paying this bill. And, of course, they're not paying the bill. But it was just to make the point, we're dying here. What do you want to happen? And we just continue to push this off in a corner. Now, 2010, it was suggested last year in the legislature, Capitol Hill. Okay, so the problem that we're dealing with in this country, and knowing how many people are here illegally, and are we going to have an amnesty program? How do we handle this? What about paying back the government? What about fines? What about fining people? All that stuff was completely put off to be dealt with in this year. I don't know if they'll even take it up. At the rate we're going, it seems likely that this won't even see the light of day until maybe 6 months down the road, if then. And you see the problems. I think that they, that's, I think Schwarzenegger should push for that. I say meet with the president of Mexico and tell him you're, you know, we have these open trade, the open trade between our countries and the things that we're doing, and we don't want to jeopardize whatever. So let's decide we're going to do something here that helps the great state of California. Of course, in Mexico, they feel like they got ripped off and that California really should be Mexico. It might be easier to reverse that, as George Lopez, the comedian, often says. This might have got lost in the sauce, but this is on the juicier side of D.C. and politics. John Edwards, a former aide to John Edwards, says in his new book that the two-time presidential candidate told him he thought about leaving his wife, but also said he loved her, and that was the main reason that he wanted to keep details of an affair hidden. So Andrew Young is the guy's name. And Andrew Young was asked to cover everything up. He was asked to lie and say that the baby, Ryle Hunter's baby, was his baby and all these other kind of weird things. So, of course, when you leave a situation like that, you got to capitalize. So he's got a tell-all book that accounts pretty much day by day how Edwards asked him to help cover up the affair, promised to take care of him in the future, and the whole bit with what happened along the campaign trail. The book comes out over the weekend. It's called The Politician, and it's a pretty unflattering portrait of John Edwards, who I think is still in Haiti. He talks about his obsession with campaign donations and his hair and his disapproval. And this is what he's quoted as saying in the book, John Edwards. He disapproved of fat rednecks at state fairs. And also the other things that he did to hide what became this affair over the course of time when he was out campaigning, including he asked his aide, Edwards asked his aide, to find a doctor to fake a paternity test and to steal a diaper from the baby to secretly do a DNA test. Oh, not looking good. Not looking good at all. And then there's this videotape that shows Edwards and the woman he was messing around with naked. And he says it was like watching a traffic pileup occur in slow motion. This is what he says. He says it was repelling but also transfixing. So John Edwards is probably going to go into seclusion, even deeper into seclusion, once he gets back from Haiti, because this book will come out everywhere and everybody's going to talk about it, just like the other book, Game Change. But this has some really super, super specific things in it. And in the meantime, he's been secluded since he admitted to having the affair back in August 2008 because of the federal investigation into his campaign finances. See, that's the thing. Did he use campaign money that the people who were backing Edwards, their hard-earned money, did he use that money to pay this woman who was a videographer? That's the nasty side of the whole thing. And that's what could bring him down even further. I mean, he's done with politics. There's no question about that. He's certainly not the first person to fool around on the road, but just the, I guess, the level of what he did to try to cover it up, and then the things that they would do on the trail and trotting out his poor wife who was riddled with cancer. Oof. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America tonight. You know, we're going to be talking about the president's State of the Union speech. What should the press talk about in this speech? If you were writing this for him, what would you include? I can tell you this, straight talk on the economy, whatever. No flowery implications of this, of what. Let's hear about who's accountable and where we're headed and focus on these things that are being proposed all over the place, taxes, etc. Who's getting taxed? And who is the so-called middle class by the definition of this current administration? Focus on the economy. I don't think there's much, there hasn't been much mention, only when somebody's in trouble, like Bernanke, to rally the troops and get out there and talk about how things are moving along, or to go after the Wall Street fat cats, because there's blowback on that after the bonuses were announced and people were outraged and, oh, we're going to have new regulations. I would take a big chunk of that speech and I would spend a lot of it on things that affect everyday Americans. Everyday Americans. What about the overhaul of healthcare? I don't know that he'll go there too much. I think he should. Because it's in flux, and let's find out what his thoughts are on what's happening with health care. Obviously, most Americans, or a chunk, I shouldn't say most, a chunk of Americans are not happy with the proposals that are being tossed about in the Senate, the thousands and thousands of pages and the deals that have been made to get things passed. I would think that as the president, who's a Democrat, he'd have to rally the troops, rally the Democratic Party. But it has to be on the economy. He mentioned the spending freeze. And it's interesting. If you stick around in our next hour, we've got a look back on some comments on spending freezes. But in certain areas, everything but military and, you know, other areas that can be frozen. So I think that this is, it's the focus seems to be on transforming, or might be, on transforming health care. There's been a little subtle shift after what happened in Massachusetts last week. The number of people who approve of the job President Obama is doing on the economy is 47%. And that's actually up 5 points from December. Only 27 registered voters said their decision on who to support in the November congressional elections would be a vote to send a signal of the opposition to the president. But the numbers are still pretty gloomy overall for a prez who just 1 year ago was anointed, you know, sainthood by the public. There, it's been the last couple of months of pretty much a big slide. Maybe things are stabilizing somewhat. Maybe there's a little more support across the country. People, maybe some people are finding jobs and we just haven't heard about it, even though every number I turn to seems to be an ugly one, a double-digit number. Few places, not as bad of a bounce, but, you know, look at the people in Detroit. Talk to the people in Detroit and Michigan. They're still suffering the effects of the auto industry, for one. Plants closing down, and I would have to assume the focus will be on money, will be on the economy. And that's, personally, that's what I would address. In the State of the Union, I would be real specific with it. We're not glowing, feel-good scenarios. Honest-to-goodness facts on what's happening and where the president intends to take the nation. Absolutely. Speaking of things related to the economy, this is a shocker. You know, it was just the other day when we told you about Toyota suspending the, or not suspending, recalling several models of cars to fix the accelerator pedals that stuck. I mean, they were sticking. It was so dangerous. Now, Toyota, which is the world's number one automaker, is suspending sales of 8 different brands, including the Camry, and this recall is underway to fix those accelerator pedals, and it's halting production lines at plants all over the place, from Canada on down through Texas. Part of the deal is starting the week of February 1st, they're stopping it to assess and coordinate what's going on. Because 2.3 million cars, trucks, SUVs, that's a giant, giant number. And they said they were unaware of any accidents or injuries due to the pedal problems. But there have been. There are people that are going after them if for a Corolla accident, a Camry accident. So there have been several. And there's, as I mentioned, a bunch of these cars now are not going to be produced. The Toyota dealers said they were concerned that it would hamper their sales, and they hope that the parts to fix the problem would be distributed quickly. But there's a lot of people that will be affected by this. The plants that will be affected, Princeton, Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, if they need that anymore, more piling on there. Georgetown, Kentucky, San Antonio, Texas. And in Georgetown, we know we have lots of people that listen to us in that plant in Georgetown. Also a place in Ontario, Canada, about 300 workers who build V8 engines at a Toyota plant in Huntsville, Alabama, also affected by this. Workers have the option, I suppose, from what I hear from the company, of receiving additional training. They can take a vacation or unpaid leave. I think I would take, additional training, unless they just have money piled up, but I doubt it. So there's a lot of people that are affected by the decision. And then the customers with the cars sticking, how scary is that? They had problems before with the gas pedals becoming trapped under the floor mats, and then there would be a sudden acceleration, and there were a lot of crashes, including some fatalities as a result of what was going on with the car. So no doubt, once they got wind of the amount of lawsuits that were starting to rain down on them and how dangerous it was becoming, they had to do something. Because I think I mentioned on the air that there was somebody that said, oh, no, we were aware there was problems. We were just trying to fix the problem. Yeah, we thought it'd be okay if the pedals stuck until we started to get calls from our lawyers who said, boy, you better open up the vault because we got some more people that are dead thanks to what's happening with the cars and the accelerator. That'd be pretty scary. You're driving along and suddenly you think it's you and you can't. You're just trying to find that pedal, you know what I'm talking about, and it's stuck under that mat. Ooh, that's a scary, scary day, isn't it? And then you call the dealer and they tell you, I can't find anything wrong with it. Then 2 weeks later, there's this massive, massive recall. Wow. Yeah. And Toyotas are, people swear by Toyotas, pretty well-made car. They run forever, and maybe there's more to that. I mean, really, people drive those cars. Of all the cars that I've seen on the road, especially the Camrys, do you ever notice this wherever you're living and listening to me? What are the beater cars that you see where you know people may have, who knows, 250,000 miles on it? Toyotas, a lot of Toyotas. Matt, what do you drive? You have like a gazillion miles on your car.
Yeah, it's a Toyota Camry.
Of course. It wasn't part of that recall because I think it's too old.
Exactly. It's a solid 96 Camry. I don't know. Run forever.
So no problems with the sticking with the pedal and sudden acceleration.
No, that's just my own lead foot.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. So, but it's true. He's Matt's one of many people I know that say that you get a few things fixed here and there, and it'll last for a very long time. So this is pretty abrupt. This is unusual for Toyota to suspend sales of 7 models of cars. Is huge. That means massive lawsuits started to pour in. No question about it. All right, if you have any thoughts on the olive branch being extended to the Taliban or Schwarzenegger saying, let's just send the inmates who are part of the illegal population back to Mexico, we'll build the prison, and then they can be there in their own land, and we won't have to pay to house them, so we'll save about $1 billion. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? I like it. I think it's a good idea. You might disagree with any of the things that I've said on the show. That's cool. Or you might agree or have a different point of view. Shoot me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.